Good morning, church. I'm grateful to the Lord for his privilege he gave to me to share his word in this service today. Before we start our sermon, we are going to pray. Let us pray. Lord, our Father, we're before you this time again because we want to listen to your word. We need to hear from you. We need to get in touch with your voice through your word, Lord, because we hope, we expect that you will touch our hearts and you'll transform our lives. Be blessed for this time. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are going to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. I'm going to lead the reading. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thought. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wing like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. This is the word of the Lord. As you know, in this month of October, we are reflecting on the general theme entitled, How a Life Rooted in Trust and Faithfulness to God Transforms Our Lifestyle and Our Way of Responding to Adversities. For this month, we want to discover how a life which is rooted in trust and faithfulness to God comes to transform our lifestyle and the way we respond to hardship, to hard times, to hard situations. Last Sunday, with Brother Jelas, we talked about how perseverance in righteousness is a key to growing in our new identity in Christ. And today the topic is the spiritual altitude to which a believer is determines his attitude before challenges in life. So we want to discover together how the spiritual altitude to which we are as believers has to determine our attitude, the attitude we show when we are faced with challenges in life. To easily understand this topic, we have chosen to articulate it around four main points from which we are going to draw our lessons today. The first is definition of key expressions. The second is the lower our spiritual altitude is, the lower our attitude will be, and more negative our reaction will be before challenges in life. The third one is the higher our spiritual altitude is, the higher our attitude will be, and the more positive will be our reaction before challenges in life. And the last one will be how to shape our spiritual altitude when we are following Jesus Christ in our spiritual life. We have to understand that our topic is a metaphorical way of expressing how a person's level of maturity and his closeness to God influence how he responds to challenges he encounters in his life. Let us start with the first point, in which we are going to discover three expressions. The first one is the spiritual altitude. This expression refers to the level or the height of a person's spiritual maturity, the level of his growth, the level of his intimacy with his God. As you can know, every one of us, as we are gathering here, is at a certain level of spiritual altitude or maturity in his life. And it is about this that we are talking in this section. So it means that the way you respond to challenges shows what's the level of spiritual maturity, of growth you are situated. The way you react to hardship reveals the level of your intimacy with the Lord. The second term or expression is attitude before challenges. This refers to the way of thinking, the way of feeling that is reflected in our actions and reactions. Our behavior and mindset, which everyone displays when is faced with trials, hardship, positive or negative, depending on the level or of each one's level of altitude. This is why before hard situation, you can see one person be fearful and another be confident and courageous. Before the same situation, one can be pessimist and complaining, and another positive and grateful. Before the same situation, one person can be hopeless and despair, and another can be optimist and faith-filled. This, again, as I said it before, depends on your level of spiritual maturity. The third is the challenges in life. This is about storms, which refers to hard situation, painful situation, chaotic situation we can face in our lives, they indicate when we find ourselves very, really shaken, when things look uncertain and out of our control. It can be when we are going through personal loss, like death, loss of wealth, broken relationship. It can be when we are going through health crisis. It can be when we are going through emotional struggle, like depression, anxiety, or burnout. It can be when we are going through financial hardship, disappointment and failure, betrayal and rejection. And curiously, this is what is described in the text we have read in Isaiah 40:28-31. The text draws a picture of a group of people, of persons, who are embarking in a journey together. And all of them are making an effort to travel and go forward. However, among them, some grow tired and weary. This is shown in verses 29-30. But others find themselves with new strength, and they are going ahead towards, and they are found without being exhausted. Verse 29-30 talk about people who are tired, who are weak, who are weary and exhausted. He says, he strengthens those who are weak, those who are tired. It says young people can fall exhausted. Verse 31, however, talks about a person who trusts in God for help, who find themselves, their strength renewed. And there are persons who will rise on wings like eagles. There are people, persons who run and not get weary, nor grow weak. So this is people we find together in a journey, but they can behave differently depending on the level of their maturity in their spiritual life. Let us take a look to the point, the second point. But the lower our spiritual attitude is, the lower our attitude will be, and the more negative our reaction will be before challenges or storms. From this, Isaiah wanted to recall us that there is no way someone with lower spiritual maturity display reaction who show that he is at a level of high attitude. So the attitude you are going to display when you are facing hard times corresponds to the level of your spiritual maturity. This is what is revealed in verses 29-30 in Isaiah 40. This is to say that lower spiritual altitude leads always to flesh-driven attitude with negative reactions before storms in life. The characteristics of people like this, in this category, is that they often see their problems as bigger than God. You know, as believers, we know that God is greater than our problems. He is above our particular and singular problems. There is no problem which can be beyond our Lord. But those who are spiritually immature, those who are at a level of spiritual maturity which is low, they see their problems as if they were above the Lord, beyond the capacity of the Lord. They usually panic, complain, and give up easily before hard situations. They are more likely to be controlled by emotions and worldly reasonings. They may even blame God and question His goodness. The right example is the wife of Job. In Job chapter 2, verse 9, where he asks Job to deny God. He says like this, his wife said to him, "You are still as faithful as ever, aren't you? Why don't you curse God and die?" This shows the level of her spiritual maturity. The level is very low. This is why the reaction is also flesh-driven reaction. No way she can have a higher level reaction or attitude before something which goes a bit away from what she was waiting for. The third point is the higher our spiritual altitude is, the higher our attitude will be, and the more positive our reaction will be toward challenges. As you can see in the last verse of Isaiah, of our text we have read, Isaiah 40, verse 31, here, this verse wants to show us that the higher spiritual altitude is about believers who are spiritually mature. They live a life which is very close to their Lord, their God. And this closeness is real because they are deeply connected to the Lord, and they are able to rise above the storms of the life. Here we have to note that high spiritual level always leads to God-centered attitude and reactions. Someone who is mature is going to show all the time that the way he will react before storms, before challenges in life, is different from the way someone which is immature spiritually is going to react. In other words, we want to say that a high level of spiritual maturity and intimacy with God allows a person to live a life which is led by the Holy Spirit, and to have a heart which is aligned with God's will. Here again, I want to say that we cannot have a high altitude in faith and have a low level attitude or reaction. Someone with a high level of attitude in faith is characterized by the fact of seeing often God beyond our problems. God is greater than our problem. No matter what was the problem you are going through, your level of spiritual maturity has to show you that God is greater than your problem. No problem you are going to encounter in your life which will be beyond the intervention and the almighty power of our God. This one remains calm and grounded in God's promises when he's facing trials, because he knows that the Lord remains in control, even if the situation seems to be hard or impossible. So, the example which fits to this situation is Job himself. You can see that Job is in the same journey with his wife. They are exposed to the same situation, hard situation. But the reaction of the wife will differ from the reaction of Job himself, because Job answered to his wife saying, "You are talking nonsense." This is Job 2, verse 10. "You are talking nonsense. When God sends us something good, we welcome it. How can we complain when he sent us trouble?" And what is interesting in this verse is the end of the verse. It says, "In spite of everything he suffered, Job said nothing against God." Praise the Lord. Because of his higher level of maturity, of intimacy with God, his closeness with his God allowed him to go beyond the storms, to rise above the challenges of life, and he could respond differently from the way his wife responded or reacted. Let us end our reflection with the fourth point: how to shape and increase our spiritual altitude and maturity in faith. To develop our spirituality so that we can situate ourselves at a higher spiritual level of altitude and maturity, we have first to daily pray and have our close communion with God. Prayer is the first thing that strengthens, that increases, that improves the level of our spiritual maturity. If we don't pray daily, we are disconnected from the power of the Lord. And it's this power which helps us and allows us to go and to go beyond the storms. Someone who prays daily and someone who don't pray daily will have different reactions before challenges of life. So we are called, we are exhorted to pray daily, to have a quiet time with our Lord when we can be in dialogue with him, We talk to him. We submit our heavy burdens to him under the cross. And we wait for him to listen to what he's going to give us as direction in our daily life. So we are called to pray if we know that we are believers, we are born again, and we want to have a high level of spiritual altitude. The second is to study and meditate the scriptures daily. Because from the scripture, from the Bible, we receive directives from the Lord on how we should behave, on how we should respond in our daily challenges. The following, as believers, we have to fellowship with brothers and sisters who are mature in their spiritual life. The persons you are being with for a long time are going to influence the way you are going to behave and react in your daily life. The last one is to live a life of obedience where we accept to surrender ourselves to God and to His will. We cannot say that we are spiritually mature when we are living a life in which we don't obey to the voice of the Lord. Every time we are talked by the Holy Spirit, we are hearing Him telling us what we have to do before any situation we are going to encounter in our life. Here, they want to tell us that if we want to live a matured life spiritually, we have to listen every time and everywhere to the counsel, to the directions, the directives which are given to us by the Holy Spirit. Before each situation, there is a word of wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. And before that, when we hear, when we listen to that word, our duty is to respond by being obedient to Him, surrendering our lives to His will, so that we can let the following steps be led by Himself, our God. May the Lord bless His word. Amen.
Yes, amen, church. Can you make another round of applause for this great sermon? Thank you, Pastor, for this important message that is reminding how faithful and God is to us, and also reminding that we should trust in the Lord because He's great. I like that verse in Isaiah 40. It's really very important. Go and go back home, reflect on that message. You get more direction from the Lord.